Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Environmental group Friends of the Earth has called for an immediate moratorium on the expansion of data centres in Ireland to be included in any new programme for government. Research it commissioned shows the extra electricity needed for the expansion of data centres over the past 6 years was equivalent to the growth in renewable energy from wind and solar farms. The group said this poses a significant threat to Ireland's climate commitments if left unchecked. Now, to put this in context, Ireland is very big in the data world. We're the world's third biggest exporter of digital services, coming only after the US and the UK, with big tech firms like Google and Facebook and Amazon and Apple all having European headquarters here. Well, to discuss this research and this call, I'm published today the research by UCC's Ma Ray Institute. We're joined by Rosie Leonard, Data Centre Campaigner with Friends of the Earth Ireland, and by Michael McCarthy, who's Director of Cloud Infrastructure Ireland, which is part of employers' lobby group IBEC. You're both very welcome to the programme. Rosie, can I come to you first of all? Can you spell out for me what you're calling for here? An immediate moratorium on what exactly?
Hi, Cormac. Yes, so basically the report by Hannah Daly shows a really worrying picture on two grounds. One, that data centres have kind of maxed out the electricity grid. They're using 21% of the electricity grid at the moment, and now they're plugging directly into the gas grid, which is causing a really, really risky scenario in terms of fossil fuel generation and emissions in Ireland. And the second thing that it also points out is that this kind of idea that we can have both sustainable and unlimited data centre growth in Ireland, it's a total myth. And like you said, actually all of the wind energy that's been deployed in Ireland over the past 6 years has been completely outstripped by data centre growth. So what we're asking for is a moratorium. We're asking to press pause on data centres in Ireland. There are too many unknowns. There is too much risk. They are posing too much of a health hazard, because let's be honest, this is what CO2 emissions are. They do pose a significant risk to public health. The payoff is very dubious. It is very, very dubious how many jobs they actually created. It's very, very shady
okay.
to get information.
So pause or stop data centres, you say. Michael McCarthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, could I just say, Cormac, good evening, Rosie. Good evening, Cormac. There are a lot of myths in the commentary and analysis around data centres in Ireland, but the reality of the matter is this. Rosie has just called for something, i.e. a moratorium on data centres, when effectively we've had a moratorium on DC connections, data centre connections, in this country since 2022, and we'll effectively have that moratorium in place until 2028. Now, the...
How so? Explain that.
So effectively it's a ban. So the regulator on Airgrid issued a de facto moratorium on connections to the grid in the Dublin region until 2028. Now, the regulator is currently looking at a new policy on large energy users, which is by and large data centres. And one has to argue logically that we have quite a restrictive regime around data centre connections mm-hmm. as it is. And that's likely to continue when the regulator publishes the new policy in January of 2025.
What about Rosie's point that already they're sucking so much energy off the grid, electricity and gas, that it's unsustainable?
This, but as part of the alarmist kind of commentary that some people use, I think primarily out of ideology, but just give me a couple of statistics.
Why is it alarmist though?
It's alarmist because it's not accurate. So for example, the electricity increase, Cormac, in this country in the last 10 years has been 2.2%. Now these are SEAI figures. Now that's in line with a modern digital 21st century economy, and there's nothing beyond that that one would not expect to be the case. Secondly, in terms of the usage, we currently use about, the data centre industry uses about 20% of available electricity as we speak. That's expected to hit 30% before the end of this decade, but Airgrid and their projections have allowed for an increase of electricity usage by 50% in as much time.
Can the grid handle that, do you think?
Well, Airgrid launched a policy on building out the grid to accommodate the renewable electricity on the system by 2030, of which the target is now 80%. It's a very ambitious target. Mm-hmm. We argue that we can assist in terms of the twin transition around digitalisation and decarbonisation, because
okay,
from our perspective...
So let me put that to Rosie, because this is a modern digital economy. There's nothing shady. It's all transparent here. It's a transparent service that data centres provide. So says Michael in the industry. And they can do the two. They can provide this service for the economy and make it sustainable as well, Rosie.
So I think the idea that it can be sustainable is kind of laughable when Daly's research already shows that it's actually outpaced renewables. So despite the fact that the renewables in our power system have remained stable. Fossil fuel use has not fallen. So how is that sustainable? If we're not getting off fossil fuels, how is it sustainable? On the point about a moratorium, it's interesting to hear IBEC saying that that no new data centres are getting approval. They are getting approval all the time. There's two new data centres just got approval in Mayo. Another data centre got approval in Wicklow, that's Echelon. Data centres are applying for permission in Ireland all the time. There was one data centre run by an organisation called Herbata Limited that applied for permission.
Okay, so let me give you the more recent examples that you've given in Mayo and Wicklow. Have they been given approval, do you say?
So they have just been given planning permission in the last few months.
Okay, so Michael, what about this moratorium?
That's not a moratorium.
Yeah, with all due respect, that's not a great connection. There's been one granted by Egerton in the last 4 years. Point of fact, let me rebut that to begin with.
So why have these, if they're not being connected, why have they been given planning permission?
Well, that's up to the individual local authorities, but the connection to the grid.
They are being given connections to the gas network. So this is one of the things that Hannah Daly's research points out. So there are currently about 11 connection agreements between Gas Networks Ireland and data centres in Ireland, and 5 are using gas now. That is increasing. So this idea that they're not getting connections is dubious. Their
So let Michael answer that. Planning permission and connection.
So this is not a part of the myth. Let me just say, without question or fear of contradiction, that my members have no interest in gas connections. We're a strong, sustainable industry.
Hold on, let them answer, Rosie, in fairness.
Friends of the Earth cannot tarnish all data centres with that gas brush. We are not interested in gas connections. We have collectively, across the membership of CII, committed to over 1,200 megawatts of renewable electricity. We have just published research by Baringa, the UK energy and economic experts, that talks about the necessity of having a local domestic demand for all of the offshore wind that will begin to come onshore in 2030.
So are you saying off national renewable sources, or would that be the multinational source themselves? Because that happens in America. If there's a data centre, they're, by law, I think, in some states, they're required to have their own source of energy. Is that the same?
That may very well. So yes, so in reality, they're called CPPAs, Corporate Power Purchase Agreements, where the owner of the company enters into an agreement with the producer of that energy. So collectively, we have supplied over we're committed to supplying over 1,200 megawatts of renewable energy on our system. So in order to be that local domestic off-taker of offshore wind, of which the targets are very strong and ambitious for 2030 and 2040, we will be, like, Ireland needs an intensive energy industry to off-take that offshore wind. And ultimately, to get us to 80% of renewables on the system by 2030, we are going to rely on the companies I represent who enter into CPPAs to bring those renewables in the system.
So you're in direct conflict here, Rosie. You say that's not the case.
No, it's not the case. So only about 16% of the new electricity demand from data centres since 2020 was actually matched by additional wind generation financed through CPPAs, which Michael is referencing there. So the picture on the ground is not actually matching that. And in fact, data centres are competing with the rest of Irish society in terms of the renewables that we have.
So you have a wider point as well. So you're not going to agree on the source of energy. You have a wider point. You're saying, why so many data centres in this country? It's not that, like, they produce a huge number of jobs. That's your contention as well, Rosie.
I think that's a really good point, Cormac, and I think that the reason for their growth is not quite clear. You know, a lot of it is they're saying is for the growth of AI, it's for the growth of advertising products. Like, we have to kind of stop and ask, how much social good do these things have? We're not saying that we're completely against data centres. There are some data centres that are necessary for you know, powering essential services, things like HSC, things like basic functions of modern day economy. But the level, the scale of data centre industry in this country is completely off the charts at this point. And much of it is, by the industry's own admission, for the growth of AI. And I'm glad to see Michael say that not all of the industry wants to move in this direction. But we have to be realistic and say, if we want to decarbonize the rest of our society, if we want to be able to say to people, you do not have to rely on expensive fossil fuels to heat your home, you do not have to rely on polluting cars to get to work, we can kind of decarbonize society and make it healthier. We cannot have an extremely energy consumptive energy system and industry like data centers rising without limits.
Without limits, maybe Michael will take issue with. But what about the number number. We already have a huge number of data centres. People in Texas, by the way, 51551 in this country. We don't need all of them. Not for all the jobs and the services in our economy, Michael. We've taken more than our fair share, haven't we?
That's another part of the kind of alarmist narrative surrounding data centres in Ireland. We've built a very strong, incredibly hard-worked for reputation as a global digital hub. The reality is we as a country have come to see a thriving export-led economy around contact lenses and ventilators. Now, we'd hardly argue that we should only do it for the domestic market. And if you look at behind ICT services, the exports from that particular sector, from ICT, of which data centres are at the basis, are worth around €200 billion to the Irish economy.
A second here, because if a company is manufacturing contact lenses in this country, then there are jobs. There are technicians and experts and so on making the contact lenses in the plant, be it in Cork or anywhere else. You can't say the same about data centres. The personnel just simply aren't there. They don't provide the jobs.
It's a great point in terms of the employment figures. And again, it serves the narrative to those who are opposed, for whatever reason, probably ideological reasons, to data centres. There's a rich ecosystem of digital investment in this country. And from that flows, and this is IDA figures, about 180,000 jobs. Now, behind that, behind the €200 billion figure of exports, data centres are the bedrock of that thriving digital economy. And we want to work with other stakeholders like Airgrid, like the regulator, to ensure that we reach our target of 80% of renewable energy by 2030.
Really briefly, what ideology are you talking about?
Well, I think there's some people who rely on alarmist, strawman arguments advance.
But what ideology, though?
Well, it's born out of, I can't think of any other reason why someone would put forward statistics that do not stand up to robust scrutiny when they're opposed to data centres.
A brief response, Rosie?
I think if there's one ideology at play, it's the fact that it was recognised by the DAL a number of years ago that we're in a climate emergency. The scenes that we've seen in Valencia, the scenes that we saw at home in Listowel, of climate breakdown, of flooding, of disaster, this is caused at its most basic root by fossil fuel use. And we know scientists around the world have said we need to reduce our fossil fuel use. So why in the name of God would the Irish government continue this risky scenario where we continue one industry being allowed to do basically whatever it wants to plug directly into the gas network?
Okay.
The Journal put it really well last week when they said that the amount of CO2 that was produced by on-site gas generation data centres last year was the equivalent of running nearly 34,000 cars for a whole year in terms of the pollution it produced.
Okay.
So this needs to be taken seriously and we need to uphold our law, but also just for basic public health. It doesn't make sense.
And that's why you're calling for a moratorium.
We need a moratorium now.
At the heart of my members' operations is a commitment to run their operations on 100% renewable energy. We have no interest in gas connections and we want to decarbonise the grid.
Look, you're not going to agree on this programme. I'll throw it out to the listeners. Moratorium on data centres or no, 51551. Rosie Leonard, data centre campaigner with Friends of the Earth Ireland, and Michael McCarthy, Director of Cloud Infrastructure Ireland, part of IBEC. Thank you both very much indeed.
Thank you both.